Do you want to make sure they wear dark socks instead of white socks? Right? Guys, stop with the white socks and your work pants and your boots. It's right, just is right. not becoming at all.
Look like a goober.
You look like a total goober.
Which does matter. Hey, 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 plumbing pros. Welcome to the 427th episode of Potty Talk. It's good to have everybody here with us. Mm-hmm. Sweetheart, it's good to have you here. You're looking sporty today.
Well, I'm sporting my Liberty University Flames t-shirt in celebration of our daughter. I think about the time this episode airs, she'll be graduating from Liberty University with her master's degree. So anyway, Liberty University, Lynchburg.
There we go.
Not Lynchburg, Tennessee, Lynchburg, Virginia. Yeah. Great university. So right. Anyway.
Love it there. The Flames. Go Flames. Go yeah. Flames. Mm-hmm. Well, you're flaming hot here in the studio here. Day, baby. All right. Mm-hmm. Hey, but you ready to talk about?
I'm ready. Talk about?
Talk about how to build a strong culture.
Okay.
Okay. Or how important it is to build a strong culture.
Okay.
All right. In your business. Mm-hmm. All right. Very, very, very important. Okay. Mm-hmm. Hey, and if you are building a home service business, okay, whether you're starting out or you're just, you're struggling or you've been doing it for a while and you're just not where you want to be, looking mm-hmm. to take it to the next level. Hey, let's talk. All right. A strategy call mm-hmm. with a MDP success coach, okay? It's very simple, all right? We just want to find out about you and your business, mm-hmm. all right? First of all, we want to kind of figure out what's holding you back, what mm-hmm. you're struggling with, mm-hmm. and then point you in the right direction.
Yep.
Okay? Nothing going on there but yeah. that, okay?
See if we can help.
All right? Mm-hmm. Simply go to themilliondollarplumber.com/call. Mm-hmm. Schedule your strategy call.
All righty. Okay? So we're building a strong good for you. Culture in your plumbing business.
All right. Mm-hmm. And I like to, how I always try to think about it is, all right, the TNT approach.
TNT.
Like ACDC.
ACDC, that's right. Exactly yeah. what I thought of. Of course. Right. Hello.
TNT. It's dynamite. But it can't, no, TNT is not dynamite. It's okay, not. It's a different chemical.
Is it?
Yeah, it is. Okay. But the TNT approach.
I learn okay? all my scientific things from ACDC. Okay.
Yeah. With other chemicals back in the day.
That's okay. a true statement.
All right. So anyway. What does that mean? Number mm-hmm. one, okay. Mm-hmm. We want to train desired, okay, behavior. Mm. Okay? Okay. So to build that culture, we want to train the desired behavior.
All right.
All right. So we want to make sure that we just don't take it for granted that they know. So if it's important to you to start, you know, the day to be there at 7:30 every mm-hmm. morning, then we need to train on that.
Right.
We need to teach that.
Don't just
that.
Think that the right. technician automatically knows.
Right. We're mm-hmm. training on those kinds of things. Mm-hmm. All right. Train if you have uniforms on the proper way to wear the uniform.
Right. Okay. If you want a white t-shirt, if you provided uniforms for them, a button-down work shirt or something, then if you want a specific color of t-shirt underneath it, you got to specify it, because if not, you're going to see all kinds of different things. Do you want to make sure they wear dark socks instead of white socks, right? Guys, stop with the white socks and your work pants and your boots. It's not becoming at all.
Look like a goober.
You do look like a total goober.
Which does matter.
Put the dark socks on. Right. If you require belts with your plumbers, you know, if you own a plumbing company, belts. You need the belts.
Right. Shirts tucked in. I mean, we're charging mm-hmm. this whole idea. You know, we talked about this in other episodes and how important it is. You know, the customer judges a book by its cover, and we need to serve them and make them feel good. Mm-hmm. Well, my guys are large, you know, and that kind of a thing. That's just another way of saying they're fat. Mm-hmm. Okay. But you want shirts tucked in. When you don't have a shirt tucked in shirt, you look like a hack.
Right.
You look, it doesn't matter. Well, Joe, he's the best. Yeah, I know he's a big boy, but he's the best plumber in the world. No, it doesn't mm-hmm. matter. Mm-hmm. Customers know that. He looks like a hack, you know.
That's
so, you know, tuck in the shirts. That was big. One of our things, you know, we trained on that. And so you may have to get extra large shirts.
Or
4X large shirts. What was Haas? We had a guy.
I'm pretty sure he was 4. Mm-hmm.
He was a big boy. Mm-hmm. Okay. And was good, but a big mm-hmm. boy. But he kept his shirt tucked in. Mm-hmm. Okay. Because that was part of, we trained on that.
Right.
Which leads to, we also manage these things that we train on. You mm-hmm. got to manage it then. Mm-hmm. Okay. So if they show up, like, in, you know, we weren't allowed to walk into the tech room with dirty shoes mm-hmm. or untucked shirt. Mm-hmm. Okay. You could be out by your truck with an untucked shirt. By the time you got to the tech room, shirt better be tucked in.
Yep.
Whatever. Mm-hmm. Okay. And they knew that because I And then even GM, you know, we got to that with that level or whatever, all right, would say something immediately. It's not like, well, when it feels, I don't want to have the confrontation. Mm-hmm. He's having a bad day, or he's our greatest tech. I mean, he sells the most.
I don't want to tick him off.
Right. I mean, we got to be held hostage by him. He has me by the short hair, so he can wear his shirt however he wants. Okay. No. All right. Mm-hmm. If it's part of what you do, you have to manage that, mm-hmm. even to the point of then sending home. We've sent guys home. Mm-hmm. Okay. We've after they've been told, okay, we've sent, well, Joe, go on home. Okay. Meeting's at 7:30. So it's being here at 7:30. Mm-hmm. I've told you before, door's locked. Yeah. You go on home, you know, be here tomorrow at 9 o'clock and let's talk about, you know,
your future.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. You got to do that. You can't mm-hmm. be held hostage and fear. So if this culture, part of your culture is that we are professional, we show up at a certain time, we're clean. Okay. We take responsibility, all those kinds of things. Okay. Mm-hmm. You got to train that, but then you also have to manage it.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Or you won't have that culture. Mm-hmm. You know, culture can kind of, you know, you have the culture. We just show up whatever we want. We mm-hmm. take care of Mrs. Jones. However, we just, you know, mm-hmm. you know, we just do whatever we want. Okay.
If you're wanting the guys to take pictures, right. and you know, if you're using some field management software and you can take pictures and attach them to the different jobs in the system, and that's what you want done, man, don't let it go. Right. If it's important to you and you want that for your business, then you have to train. You have to let them know. Don't think that they know already. And then explain what kind of pictures, right? They may take a freaking selfie or something, right? Hey, here I am.
Here I am by the hole.
That's not the pictures that we're taking. So be really clear on what pictures that need to be taken. See, because you know that's going to happen. Hey, Joe, take pictures. Well, all right. Well, here I am. Clink. You know, picture and selfie next to the whatever. Be clear about it. If you're wanting them to take good job notes, well, what does good job notes look like? Right. What does that mean? Right. You have to be clear on it. You got to be clear. You can't just say take good job notes. And so the tech will say, I arrived. I checked out the plumbing. I did the work. I left. Right. That's not good job notes.
And you got to train. So you got to train on what that looks like. Mm-hmm. And it came down to, you know, so like our Monday morning meetings, we've talked about this in other episodes. And it's a part of the training. So we're going to have a Monday morning meeting, start the week every Monday, have mm-hmm. a Monday morning meeting. And that's not a time just to rail the guys on and just talk about whatever. We always hit what was the important parts of our culture. Mm-hmm. You know, and I had three things that always, every Monday, 18 years. Okay. Okay. It was provide options. Okay. Clean and stock the truck. All right, make good job notes.
Mm-hmm. And we talk about what those are.
Right? And so every Monday I had to hit on that again. Mm-hmm. Okay, it was part of the culture. And we managed that. So like we're providing the options. We've talked about, you know, we've had episodes on providing options and, you know, that kind of a thing.
Right.
That was a big deal. Mm-hmm. Even all the way through the process of asking Mrs. Jones, well, what's in your budget to get taken care of today? Mm-hmm. Okay, we got to go through that or we're not leaving the house. We're not leaving the house. Right. We're not leaving the house. Mm-hmm. So much so it becomes part of your culture. And you can tell when it becomes part of your culture is when your guy gets actually thrown out of the house. A rare time of all the years mm-hmm. where I've actually had a Mr. Jones not even get to that point and actually just almost kind of walked him to the door
by the scruff of his collar
and said, leave. No, like, okay, whatever. My guy called into the office standing on the porch because it was so drilled into him that I don't leave the job without having to ask, well, what's in your budget to get taken care of today, mm-hmm. Mr. Jones? Well, he never got to that part. he got walked to the front door, okay, and told to leave. So, but he was so worried about that. He mm-hmm. didn't call on the truck. He called from the front porch. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That's
where they fully understand the importance
right.
and what you want to have done.
Right. Mm-hmm. And it's second nature.
Correct. Second nature. Yes.
Okay.
And also, you know, cleaning the truck. Well, what does it mean to clean the truck? Well, I sprayed some water on it, right? No, we tell them, okay, every week we need to make sure the trucks look like this, where there's not mud on the bottom, so there's not, you know, crap all over it. There's not stuff, what do you call it, in the dashboard, right? Or on the dash, right? To where they've got papers and candy wrappers and cans and whatever. They may think that's fine. Maybe that's how they treat their vehicle. Well, if that's not fine for you, if that's not what you want, then you need to let them know. And so when you see someone with their truck looks like it hadn't been washed in a couple weeks and there's crap all over the dash, then you need to have a conversation about it. If it happens again, then yeah, you need to say, hey, Joe, looks like you're having a bad day, or you can't seem to follow my
operations, yeah. Whatever, right. System.
Then why don't you take the day off and we'll see you tomorrow morning at 9 and discuss your future here, right? Because if not, they're going to keep doing it. And if not, the other guys are going to see it. The other guys that are following your processes and all those things, they're like, man, Joe gets away with all this crap and I'm doing it. Why? And he's still here. Why should I keep up? Right.
Right.
So,
right. You know, so it's just,
manage the behavior you desire.
Right. So it's part of your culture. That managing it is very, very important. So not, you know, train on it. So you know, but then you have to, the second part is you have to manage that.
Got to be intentional about it. Right. Intentionality is really the key to life. I will say.
I got to tell this with our company. Okay. Taking responsibility was very big to me. And in fact, mm-hmm. I train on this because that's a big problem why companies struggle is because the only one who takes responsibility is the owner. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times it's only part of the time. So we're still looking to blame somebody. Mm-hmm. No, everybody's responsible for everything. So if my text, I just made, you're responsible. You're responsible. Well, where do I get the, where do I get the permit? You're responsible.
Right.
Okay. Well, they need to reschedule. You're responsible. Make sure that it's done correctly. Right. You're responsible. You're responsible. You're responsible. You're responsible. You're responsible.
Act like a professional.
Drive that home. Mm-hmm. Do that. Had it when you know when it's in your culture and it's working. When mm-hmm. I had an average tech. Remember this on a Friday. Mm-hmm. It's Friday afternoon. It's a board job. We don't work weekends, by the way. Again, so we don't work weekends. Mm-hmm. And this is an average tech. So this wasn't, you know, our best tech. You know, a great guy. This is an average tech, okay, but it had been drilled in him so much to take responsibility. Mm-hmm. He actually took responsibility, and the job wasn't his fault. We're doing a water bore. We're doing some other jobs there, but boring a new water line. Mm-hmm. They came across the yard, and they got tied up in the other water line. Mm-hmm. So you know what that means. You know, everything was, they nothing lost the good water line. So it's a slab mm-hmm. home, single-family slab home. Mm-hmm. You know, and so now there's problems. It's Friday afternoon, no water, mm-hmm. and the job has gone south all to hell. I mean, mm-hmm. it's gone all over.
To hell in a handbasket.
Yes. Okay.
Whatever that means.
All right. He didn't just say, well, it wasn't my, I didn't do it. And it wasn't my fault. And then call in, what do I do? And you got to get someone out. No, he took responsibility because it had been drilled in. It was an important part of our, you know, our company's culture.
Serve your customer.
Okay. So he took control of the bore company and said, well, okay, well, we're going to be out here tomorrow. We got to get this taken care of. Mm-hmm. And you will get it taken care of. All right. He called the customer, talked with the customers who were hot. Mm-hmm. You know, imagine this, okay, it's supposed to be done. You're gonna have no water for the weekend or the fear, whatever. And what am I doing? It's Friday night, okay, all right? He talked to the customer, took that heat. He set them up in a hotel for overnight mm-hmm. using our company. We have a car, you know, the MG card, the mm-hmm. materials gas card or right. whatever, mm-hmm. all right? And not just in a cheap hotel, pretty mm-hmm. decent hotel,
right.
and bought them dinner. He did all that. Mm-hmm. He scheduled himself to come back out tomorrow to work with the bore company.
On the Saturday?
On the Saturday, which mm-hmm. he doesn't work and took care of it. I didn't find out until Saturday afternoon. Mm-hmm. That is culture.
That's culture.
That's right. When the culture. But we had managed. There's been times when guys were sent home for not taking responsibility.
Right.
And just talked about, and I didn't put up with that, mm-hmm. you know?
Yep. That customer is your responsibility regardless.
Right. Right? No matter what.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's yours.
Okay.
That's, mm-hmm. that's being pro. So, mm-hmm. all right. That's big. Okay.
It is a big one.
Number two.
Okay.
All right. And maintaining your culture, building your culture. Mm-hmm. Never negotiate.
Okay. Never negotiate with terrorists?
Well, that's what they are. they are terrorists. Okay. You know, and it becomes a terrorist thing. Well, I'll use it. Yeah, never negotiate. So we had our best guy. You have your best guy. Mm-hmm. I'll call him Hot Rod because he had a mm-hmm. he raced cars.
Okay,
but one of the best guys in Indy, mm-hmm. big money maker. Mm-hmm. Okay, we did work at this time. We worked half day Saturdays.
Mm-hmm. In the beginning,
right? Mm-hmm. In the beginning, worked half day Saturdays. Mm-hmm. And everybody worked half day Saturday.
It was a rotation.
So rotation. So, mm-hmm. and the reality is at that time, so you may work a Saturday every 8-9 mm-hmm. weeks,
right?
Mm-hmm. Half a day, just being available. Mm-hmm. Well, he knew he was like almost twice as much as everybody else.
Right. I mean,
making and good.
Revenue-wise.
And other companies want, I mean, he
had. He was a great employee.
Right, I mean, right.
Yeah, not drama, all the things.
But it was part of our, we're a team together. We mm-hmm. all do, everyone works. No one was treated more. Their pay could get more because of a piece rate and how he pays because right. they made more. He did more. Mm-hmm. He created that more. Mm-hmm. Same thing as I had an apprentice. I had apprentice plumbers who made more than a couple of master guys.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I pay equal based on their work. But we were all responsible and all were treated the same way. Mm-hmm. So long as we were working the systems, right? I treat everybody the same way. So mm-hmm. part of that was working, being on that half-day rotation. Mm-hmm. Well, he came to me and said, I don't think I should have to work. I actually said that. I don't think I have to mm-hmm. work Saturdays because mm-hmm. I do this, this, and this.
Mm-hmm.
I said, you do this, this, and this, and that's very good. but you work half day Saturdays. Mm-hmm. You know,
sorry about you.
So you didn't negotiate. Okay. Mm-hmm. Automate your company's day-to-day scheduling, dispatching, and billing systems with FieldPulse, a game-changing management power tool that thousands of businesses just like yours are switching to. FieldPulse makes it easy to bring order to your daily chaos. No more struggling to keep track of your customers, jobs you got going on, and where your guys are at. FieldPulse is the perfect solution for helping you to organize your business, save time, and my favorite part, increase revenue. And with its mobile app, you can access FieldPulse's powerful features to run your business from literally anywhere in the world. Throw in QuickBooks integration, award-winning support, and plans starting at just around $90 per user, it's simply a no-brainer. I love FieldPulse, and I know you will too. To learn more and to schedule a free live demo, go to milliondollarpro.com/FieldPulse and see why home service pros everywhere are making a switch to FieldPulse. Remember 9/11, when all that happened, you know, one of my most, another very good performer, big guy, did a great, I mean, sold a lot. Mm-hmm. He was number two. Mm-hmm. Come on, number two. And did a great, you know,
just a great employee.
Great employee, all that. Great service, all the things. Mm-hmm. But to honor 9/11 on the truck, he wanted to put a little sticker that said, you know, just maybe a sticker, mm-hmm. you know, maybe about, I'm holding up my hands there, about 4 inches by 4 inches, mm-hmm. show two towers, remember 9/11 kind mm-hmm. of a thing. Patriotic, doesn't say anything bad, mm-hmm. whatever. And it was just on the truck by his door, on his door. Mm-hmm. And I said no, mm-hmm. because we didn't have anything else on the truck right. other than what I said we could have on the truck.
Right.
So if I'd have given to that and changed that, mm-hmm. the guy that wanted to hang off of, because we could pull backhoes and that kind of stuff with our trucks and mm-hmm. have a little thing in it. So anything looks
those mud flaps.
Well, no, it was like bull balls, you know, a couple big balls, you know, kind of swinging the back. Well, my guys would want that, or they want the mud flaps with the girl, you know. they did. I mean, I have guys wanting to put this kind of stuff on the trucks, you know, that kind of, okay. If I would have had it, gave in to my guy that was big performer, mm-hmm. big. Everyone looked up to him as well. I mean, he was a guy, one of the guys, you know, you have those guys in the shop, okay? And it was patriotic, nothing wrong, but
right.
no, it didn't, mm-mm. okay? You can't negotiate with that.
Cannot.
Okay? Mm-hmm. All right? You got to stay with, you know, what it is that you do.
Right.
You know?
What's important to you. To whatever your culture is, doesn't yes. matter. And it's your company, right? It's your company. You're the one that can decide what your culture is. You can decide, hey, they can put whatever stickers that they want on the truck that represents them. They can have whatever you just said, and I don't want to repeat it, you know, yeah, the balls on the back. What? Oh, my stars. please don't. But maybe you decide.
He was not one of the better guys in the
company. that wanted to do that.
You kind of tell who's...
or yeah, maybe you don't care necessarily about what color T-shirt or socks. It doesn't matter. It's your company.
Right.
You can decide. You can be the one that decides. Because it's, again, we say it all the time, you started your business from scratch. You started it for a reason. You started it more than likely for freedom, all those things. Well, you also get to decide what the culture is. But with, excuse me, without a culture, without you deciding what the culture is going to define itself.
Yes.
Somebody's going to define what culture is in your company. Somebody will. Yep. And it better be you. It better be you. You being the one that defines what it means to be an employee of fill in the blank company. Right. And all that goes into it. And you got to put some thought into it. Right. You really do. You can't. It doesn't happen by osmosis. It doesn't happen by not being intentional. It happens by you really putting some thought in. What do I want for my company? How do I want my employees to treat each other? How do I want them to treat the office staff? How do I want them to treat Mrs. Jones? All of that. You have to be the one that decides that and then implement and manage it.
Right. Right on, right on, right on. Mm. Hey, it's part of our culture here at Potty Talk to offer you something. So here, check it out. Hey, every professional tradesman knows you wouldn't build a house without a blueprint, right? So why are you trying to build your home service business without one? Grab your free copy of my Million Dollar Pro Blueprint. In it, I lay out the exact specs on how to build a successful, self-sustaining, and very profitable home service business. Don't risk years of wasted time and money and failure. Grab the Million Dollar Pro Blueprint now, and it's free. My gift to you for simply being a Potty Talk listener. Go to milliondollarpro.com/free and start building success. All right, there okay. we go. Mm-hmm. That was our cultural break.
Our cultural break.
Okay. All right.
As a reminder, everybody, please, now's a great time to subscribe. If whatever, you know, podcast performer, no, podcast player that you're listening to, or if you're watching on YouTube or whatever it might be, give us a thumbs up and subscribe so you get notified when a new episode drops every week. Also, want to mention we've got another podcast that under the MDP label, two of MDP coaches, Tony Wally and Matt Baldwin, have a new podcast out again underneath the MDP label called The Coaches Corner. And they are coaches and they are also plumbing business owners that have come up through the ranks through MDP and have successful plumbing business. And now they're giving back. They have a great podcast, a lot of fun, great tips on being a plumbing business owner and all that it involves. So give it a listen.
Yep.
The Coaches Corner.
It is fun. Even I listen to it. I already hear it. I mean, right. It's just fun.
Yes.
And so.
Okay. So we are talking about how to build a strong culture in your plumbing business. And we've talked about using the AC/DC method of TNT to train
Dynamite.
And manage. And then also never go negotiate with terrorists.
Right. So. They're all little terrorists.
They can be.
Right.
But yeah, you gotta get them under control. Okay. What else you got?
Negotiate.
Number three.
And then finally, terminate offenders. Mm-hmm. Okay. There's a hard word there. Okay. Fire their butts. Mm-hmm. Okay. Not play with it, not work with it. You've never, in all the years, never been able to work with it. Never.
So for someone that just absolutely refuses to do
right
the things you're asking them to do.
Right. And I'll just say, I don't get caught up, all this, was there a procedure, a process? Well, we got to give them a first warning, a first verbal warning, and then a first written warning, and then a second written warning, and all. That's all bullshit, okay? All right? You would have it. I would tell Joe, decide, hey, be here at 7:30. If you can't be here at 7:30, it's not going to be possible for you to be here. All right. I'm recruiting.
Yes.
Guess who the next, I get another warm body. It comes in. I think he can do the job. Guess who I'm replacing?
Yep.
Joe.
The guy that can't show up on time.
Right. Because it's a very important part of my culture.
The guy who can't give options.
All right.
The guy who can't take good job notes. The guy who gets complaints from Mrs. Jones, right? Because he's whatever. It doesn't matter.
I don't care if he makes you $1 million.
Nope.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Which one guy did. He's no longer working at Attaboy Plumbing because he just couldn't take the attitude. And the reason why that's so important, the money's not the thing. I'll get two guys to make his amount of money, okay?
That'll follow your rules.
That'll follow the rules. But that's the thing. One bad apple, no matter if they're good, even with you, whatever, can get everybody upset.
Yep.
Okay? It's just like, the plumbing thing. If, you feel comfortable with your customer, drinking the water, house water, if it's mixing with sewage, a little bit of sewage water, just a little bit. No, it doesn't work that way. Mm-hmm. Same way with your shop. Okay. You get one guy, and especially a guy who they look at as a leader. All right. That's able to get away with it. Okay. And don't have to do that. Everyone else is going to.
Oh, it's going to slide.
Everything's going to slide.
And
then even the best guys. So you get the worst guy is the one not showing up and not making job notes. And they constantly know. And they know that he gets away with that. The best guys, even look at themselves as good and feel good. All of a sudden, they're just not going to care because you don't care.
Right. Exactly.
Because you don't care.
Mean it.
You don't. Right.
Yeah. You don't mean whatever you said and whatever you've been preaching or whatever. You obviously don't mean it because you're letting even your best guy slide. Right.
Right.
There's a reason that there's a saying called one bad apple spoils the whole bunch, right? That's a saying. There's even a song about it.
Right.
Back in the day, the Osmonds.
The Osmonds.
That's good. Huh? Just saying.
I'm not going to admit that I ever listened to an Osmonds song.
Well, you probably didn't because Osmonds were a boy band. I mean, right. Osmonds and Jackson 5 were the ultimate boy band back in the day. I'm just saying. And Donny Osmond, are you kidding me? Whew. Love me some Donny Osmond. Anyway. They do have an old song called One Bad Apple Spoils. How did I get there? Apple spoils the whole bunch. So it's a saying, right? So it means you've got a rotten apple in there and it literally is going to affect.
Right.
Effect. No. Effect.
Effect. Both. Effect and effect.
Yeah. All the other apples in the bunch. It's going to happen.
Yeah.
There's no other way around it.
And it's just how it is. Okay. So you got to let them go. You got to terminate. You got to fire them. You got to take them out back and shoot them.
Shoot them. Once in the head.
Right.
Not literally.
Right. It's figure right. Yeah. I don't want to be.
No. Anyway.
Whatever. Okay. Have the FBI at our door. Right.
Again.
Come on. It was it was hyperbole.
You didn't get it.
Right. Again. I know.
Just kidding. The FBI's never been at our door.
So you got to do this. And I've done it. When a guy didn't make it to the meeting, I fired him right there in front of everybody. I mean, sometimes you got.
Got to mean it.
Because we got. They got to know it's part. It has to be. If it's part of your culture,
right?
Okay, and you can't be held by, You know, if it is, okay, he's making me money, I can't afford, I got jobs on the board right now. Mm-hmm. But you recruit, that's another reason why we're recruiting. Mm-hmm. Not only because their skill may not be there and you got to move guys on, it allows you to be able to keep your culture, which is just as important for your business. Correct. Okay. Mm-hmm. On how you want to operate. You can't have someone come in, you know,
and wouldn't run his own show.
Right. It can't work that way because then all the wheels come off.
Yep.
I mean, I've seen it time and time again.
You know, it's like Kevin Kidd. You know, if you've got kids, if you set clear expectations for them and they're not doing, then there needs to be discipline. Now, you're not going to take them out back and shoot them. You may want to, especially if they're teenagers, but then obviously not going to do that to the kids. But if you're setting clear expectations with your kids and they're not doing it, then there needs to be a consequence. If not, what's going to happen, right? The kids, they're going to push the next level and the next level and the next level. And then the one kid who's a good kid, right? The good kid in the family is going, well, gosh, how come he constantly gets away with stuff? That's not fair or whatever. And then you're going to have not happy kids, not happy home. So, and technicians are like children.
Right. Well, they're worse than children. They're worse than your children.
Because they're grown.
Right. They're grown men on the whole. Right. And they're behaving like that.
Yes.
And so, but it is so important. We've seen it. That's a huge mistake that many make is they just won't fire. Mm-hmm. You won't move them on because you're afraid to, or you feel guilty. Mm-hmm.
And why do you have this plumbing business? You really have the plumbing business so that you can have employees that you hire dictate to you what they are or aren't going to do? No. We had that recently with someone. They're going to dictate to us what you're going to do. Then you just don't exist in the MDP world anymore.
No.
Yeah.
Tell me what.
Tell me how things are going to be done.
Right.
Anyway, same thing for you. Did you start your plumbing business so that you could have guys come along and say, well, I'm not going to do that. Yeah, you may want me to make job notes. You may want me to take pictures. You may want me to wear shoe covers or give options. I'm not going to do that. Well, that's not how I do things. No, that's not that's not why you started your plumbing business. So, but again, you've got to be intentional. You have to make clear, like we said in the beginning, you've got to make very, very clear expectations, and then you have to stick with it.
So. Right. So this is three things that you just got to do, okay? You know, a lot of getting asked, you know, and we do go over this in the academy because it is more in depth. Mm-hmm. But there's like I've been asked for all this other, what's these other leaderships and building cultures and all that? And, you know, we go to this three-day conference of building culture for my business and all. No, it's these things, okay? Mm-hmm. It really is. Again, this is over 40 years of being around, you know, and doing this, okay? And it is this simple, okay? Mm-hmm. You need the train on the behavior you want.
TNT.
All right, mm-hmm. TNT. All right, train on the behavior you want. Never negotiate. Mm-hmm. Okay, don't give. And so, on your key things. Mm-hmm. Okay, and the key things are part of your culture. If if it's something on, you know, do we use Corky fill valves or we use Fluid Master fill valves? And you guys are, well, you know, that you can take a little bit of a, you know, what do you guys want to use or what have you? I mean, if you feel right, if that's not important part of your culture.
Yeah,
there you can negotiate, mm-hmm. but on things like, you know, that are important to your culture, you never negotiate on anything. You don't give. Okay. It's not like you feel, you know, we got to come together. Okay. This is democracy. It's not a democracy.
It's not.
It's a dictatorship.
That's right.
All right.
And you're the dictator.
And you're the dictator. Okay. All right. Get comfortable with it.
That's
and
right.
Then finally terminate offenders. Mm-hmm. You got to move it on. Get rid of that cancer. Get rid of
it. And it's hard to do. Right. But, you know, we hear from clients all the time. It's like they'll complain about, you know, this technician who's maybe making them great money or whatever, but they're struggling in certain areas or won't follow their processes. And then finally the business owner's like, I've had it. I'm just going to let him go. But super nervous about it, right? And understandably so. But once they get rid of that cancer, it's like, it's a breath of fresh air. It's like, man, he's been affecting in other areas. Again, that happened to us. You've been affecting lots of different areas in our business. And once they're gone, it's like this breath of fresh air, this not that weight and not that negative emotion and just that either immature or unprofessional attitude, whatever it might be. And how much better your company does. And you'll notice too that the others in your organization will feel so much better as well.
Great example. We've seen it even after all the time. I mean, I've hired and fired hundreds of people.
Shot him in the head.
And it's never easy, by the way. If it ever in your heart you feel comfortable with it, then I would question your heart. I mean, when you know, it's even if I've guys that have stolen from me, and done. And even recently, literally stealing, I felt bad. Mm-hmm. Okay.
What do you mean you felt bad? Well, for letting him go?
Letting him go. I mean, yeah, it's just because it's a human, you know, it's just, you know, but.
Not me.
But it was still one shot to the head. You know, it's just get it done. We're not going to discuss. We're not going to, it's done. Right. Okay. Mm-hmm. You got to do that. Okay.
Right. Exactly.
Get it taken care of. So there we go.
Build all a strong culture. If you're not going to do it, somebody's going to do it.
Right.
So. And it might as well be you.
Might as well
and
be it you. Should be it's you. Yours.
It's yours. Right. It's your business.
Right.
It's your business.
So do it.
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Hey, if you're struggling with this, okay, you know, these kinds of things, or anything else with your business, mm-hmm. all right, let's talk. Okay. Mm-hmm. You'll schedule a strategy call with MDP Success Coach. Mm-hmm. And we'll get you pointing in the right direction.
Yeah, hear about your business. Hear where you're at. Hear where you want to be. Where do you want to be? Where do you want to be this time next year, right?
Right.
And what's the plan to get there? If you don't have a plan,
yeah,
you ain't going to get there. What right. is it? Plan to fail?
Fail to plan to fail.
Yep. So there you go. Okay. All right. So go to
themilliondollarplumber.com/call.
C-A-L-L.
Okay.
Okay.
So there we go.
All right. Great episode.
All right. That was good.
Yeah.
TNT. Mm-hmm. All right. Hey, before we let you go, as always, I want to remind you that you were purposefully and wonderfully created. You were created to do great things. So plumb like a champion.
Bye, everybody.